Albayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Indeed, all praise is due to the Almighty Allah. We seek His aid and His assistance, and we ask for His forgiveness. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no misguidance for this individual. And whomsoever He subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no guidance for this individual. We bear witness, testify, and proclaim that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except the Almighty Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His perfect slave and messenger. Allah azza wa jal says, O you who believe, fear Allah as you should be feared, and do not die except in a state of total submission towards Him. Welcome, my dear and respected brothers and sisters, to another month, alhamdulillah, another lesson from the monthly lessons which we all know, yani, I'm rostered on for. Tonight we have a beautiful lesson regarding the world of the jinn. And naturally, yani, this is one of the topics that draw people's attention. People are curious over, whether it's because they get scared or whether it's because they want to know more about it. Whatever it is, yani, there's certain topics that the brothers especially, they love to hear about. One of them, as we know, is the jinn. Another one is, you know, let's say marriage or women, hur al-ayn. And another one is the hereafter and the likes. So naturally, this is from the kind of topics which draw people's attention. So inshallah, today we'll just briefly be discussing. This is actually a summary from a series which I have, which inshallah I'll be giving at Auburn in the next few months, inshallah ta'ala, called the Jinn series. And in reality, there's so much, brothers, we can speak about this topic, but I just basically made it a basic summary of the creed regarding the jinn. Just some fine points, information, and things like this regarding the world of the jinn. So firstly, brothers, it's extremely important to have the correct aqidah regarding the presence of the jinn. You know, Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they're always the middle path between certain extremes. In this regards, Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they affirm the existence of the jinn and they do not reject it and they do not negate it. Allah Azza wa Jal has affirmed it in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has affirmed it in the Sunnah. There is a consensus amongst the ulama that there is something called jinn, devils basically, and they're real. And they're out there, and some are believers, some are disbelievers, as we're going to see, inshaAllah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, the echoes calm down. Okay, so they're out there, and they're real, and they're part of something which every single Muslim must believe in. Whoever rejects the presence of the jinn, then he disbelieves and he leaves the fold of Islam. Jazakallah khairan. He leaves the fold of Islam. Why? Because he's rejected the Sunnah, he's rejected the Quran. So there is something called jinn, as I mentioned. They're there, they're part of the world of the unseen. And brothers, there's a principle which every single one of us needs to understand. When it comes to the matters of the unseen, this is something which is tawqifiyyah. Tawqifiyyah basically meaning you are not allowed to speak about it unless there is a text from the Quran or a text from the Sunnah. So many people, when they talk about Allah, when they talk about the angels, when they talk about the jinn, when they talk about the matters of the unseen, they speak about these matters with no proof whatsoever. You are not allowed to speak about the matters of the unseen except with a proof from the Quran, the Sunnah authentic, or the consensus of the Muslims. For example, and I always mention these in my lessons, but because this is a different masjid, I'll mention it. An example is amongst the Arabs a lot. I don't know about other cultures, but amongst the Arabs, with a child, if the baby laughs or something, giggles, you know, you will always get that odd person saying, you know, it's the angel that came down and made them laugh and is talking to them, etc. Where did you get this from? So when it comes to the matters of the unseen, you are not allowed to speak about them unless there is a proof from the Quran or the Sunnah. Especially when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever rejects, we said, the presence of the jinn, then he is a disbeliever and he leaves the fold of Islam. Now when we're talking about the jinn, my brothers, Shaykh al-Islam states that no one from the Muslims differed with this except for the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila said certain things which we're not going to get into today. But like I said, we just want to affirm or make sure we have the correct aqidah regarding the jinn. And that is, like I said, they're there. And inshallah today we'll be learning some points about them. And
Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we know, he was sent to mankind and he was sent to jinnkind. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the last of the prophets and the last of the messengers. And whoever claims prophethood after him sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a disbeliever also. And you might be like, what are you talking about? Who would possibly come and dare claim they are a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? But he is the one that told us it's going to happen, such as, and it happened towards the end of his life also in Al-Madina, such as Musaylimah, who claimed prophethood, Musaylimah Al-Kadhab, and others at that time, such as Al-Aswad Al-Anasi and the likes. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, and this is a prophecy, this is a miracle that he prophesies this. He says, لا تقوم الساعة, the hour will not be established, حتى يبعث دجالون كذابون, that the hour will not be established until there are dajjals and liars who will appear, قريبا من ثلاثين, approximately 30, close to 30. يعني there will be 30 of these individuals approximately that will come out. What will they do? كلهم يزعم أنه رسول الله. They will all prophesize, or they will all, sorry, allege that they are the messenger of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, سَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّتِي, that there is going to be in my nation, كَذَّابُونَ دَجَّالُونَ, liars, liars, and he called them دَجَّالز, يعني, سَبْعَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ, 27, and he says, مِنْهُمْ أَرْبَعٌ or مِنْهُمْ أَرْبَعُ نِسَاءٌ or نِسْوَةٌ, and from them is four ladies, from the 27, four ladies. What will they do? They will claim prophethood, they will claim messengerhood. But then he gives us a principle, وَإِنِّي خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي, and verily I am the seal, the last of the prophets. There will be no prophets after me, or no prophet after me. And not like some, as I said, who have already claimed prophethood, and when they are addressed with the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is the way of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You speak with proof, or you don't speak at all. You speak based on a proof, or you don't speak at all. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad was not the father of any man amongst you, but rather he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. And there's already come some people who have claimed to be prophets or claimed to be messengers. And when they are basically approached with this verse where Allah says, Muhammad is not the father. This is Allah Azza wa Jal saying, Muhammad is not the father of any of you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets. And they say, but I'm not saying I'm a prophet, I'm saying I'm a messenger. But these foolish individuals don't even understand the difference and don't understand that every messenger has to be a prophet. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent to mankind, and he was sent to jinnkind. Were there prophets amongst the jinn? Some scholars did say they were. Even though the majority of ulama, they said there were no prophets amongst the jinn. Likewise, were there women who were prophets? Some scholars said likewise, yes. But the majority of ulama are under opinion that no, there was no women that were prophets, and likewise there was no prophets amongst the jinn. And wallahu a'lam. The main thing is we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent to both jinnkind and mankind, as we will see inshaAllah shortly. Now the jinn and the shayateen, jinn and shaytan. Amongst the ulama, such as Imam Ibn Abdul Barr, he says, and they say, that if jinn and shaytan are mentioned together, then jinn refers to the believers amongst the devils, because we know that there are those who believe. There are righteous jinn, as we're going to see also inshaAllah. And shaitan refers to the disbelievers amongst them and the transgressors amongst them and the likes. So they say that you do not call a believing devil a jinn. You call them, or you do not call them, sorry, a shaitan. You call them a jinn and vice versa. If they are disbelievers, you call them a shaitan. And if they are worse than disbelievers, yani they're excessively bad, they're known as a marid. Shaitanun marid. And if they're even worse, they're known as a ifrit. And at the end of the day, anyway, wallahu a'lam, these are some of the ulama's statements. As we know, the jinn were created from fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how they were created from fire. And Allah azza wa jal mentions to us that the jinn were created before mankind. And what some ulama have mentioned, that the jinn came down and the angels came down and the angels had war with the jinn and the likes. Wallahu a'la wa a'lam, there is nothing authentic mentioned about this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is some narrations and the likes, but wallahu a'lam, to my knowledge, there is nothing authentic from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam exactly mentioning that. Allah azza wa jalla, he says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقَنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. Allah azza wa jalla, he says, and indeed, verily, we created man from sounding clay of altered black smooth mud. And the jinn we created before, yani before them, we created them from a smokeless flame of fire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam further adds, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورٍ وَخُلِقَ الْجَانُّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ وَخُلِقَ آدَمُ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. That the angels were created from light, and the jinn were created from, as we said, a smokeless flame of fire. And the human being, يعني Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, he was created from that which was mentioned to you, which is sounding clay. So does this mean that, this is an important point now, brothers, to get our minds thinking. Does this mean that now, the jinn kind now are still made of fire and the like? Some ulama said, Allahu A'lam. Once again, it's from the Umur al-Ghaybiyya, the unseen matters. Where's the proof? They said certain things, but they said just like the human being initially started off from clay, which was who? Adam alayhi salam. And over time, the creation changed. Yani Adam's children alayhi salam weren't created from clay, were they? No. They said likewise, it could possibly be that from the jinn, the creation started off from fire, but over time, they changed. And from the proofs they used for this, is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in prayer, shaitan came to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in prayer, put out his arm and he choked the devil. And this is an authentic narration. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, I felt the coolness or the wetness of his tongue on my arm. So how did he feel the wetness of his tongue if he's still made from fire? Wallahu a'lam ya'ni. This is why some ulama said that over time the creation may have changed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, and this is also proof that they use, that shaitan, Iblis, came to him in prayer and he tried to throw in his face a brand of fire. So the ulama, they say that if he was made from fire or still from fire, what would be the reason for him to get a brand? But once again, wallahu a'lam. And in reality, brothers, there's no real need to even get into it and give it too much thought. Why? Because this is knowledge, as the ulama, they say, عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعُ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَضُرُ. This is knowledge that isn't going to benefit. يعني if you know that shaitan now is not made from fire, well, big deal. What are you going to do? Are you going to go worship Allah more now? No, you're not. Doesn't change anything. And likewise, knowing it or not knowing it, sorry, does not mean anything either. Yani, if you don't know this, are you going to lose iman? Are you going to lose faith? Of course you're not. Because some brothers and sisters, unfortunately, they like to get into the most intricate, minute detail. Yani, they read Surah Yusuf, alhamdulillah. They get to the part where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَةٌ. That anyway, the well was there, and the person put down the bucket into the well. Some people, they want to ask, how much did the bucket hold of water? Yani, who cares how much the bucket held? The dog in the story of Surah Al-Kahf. The dog in the story of Surah Al-Kahf. Some people want to get into what was the breed of the dog. Yani, who cares what the breed of the dog was? It doesn't matter what color the dog was. Who cares? You don't need to always get into these kind of things, brothers. As I said, this is ilmun la yanfa wa jahlun la yadur. Knowledge which is not beneficial. If I know it, what? Am I going to get closer to Allah? No, I'm not. And if I don't know it, likewise, it's not going to affect my faith. But the ulama answered anyway. Why? Because some people, they ask a question. Yani, if the jinn were made from fire, how are they going to be punished in the hellfire when it's fire and fire? So the ulama, they answered with some things. One of them is that, wallahu a'lam, over time the creation could possibly have changed. Another one is saying that now if you were to get clay and pelt someone with it, would they not feel it? Yes, of course they would feel it. And likewise now, your skin and I'm skin. A human being is made from skin, flesh and bones. And I'm skin, flesh and bones. So if I put you in front of me now and I headbutt you, are you going to feel it? Of course you're going to feel it. So likewise, the jinn as well, when they get punished in the fire, for those who are the disbelievers and the likes, Allah Azza wa Jal is able to do all things. Yani, we shouldn't really, like I said, try to get into these kind of intricate matters. Now the jinn, my brothers, they're similar to our world. And I'm sure we all know this already. From the jinn is that which are righteous, those individuals which are righteous, and from them are those individuals which are basically not righteous. They're bad, they're evil, they're disbelievers, they're fujjar, they're so and so and so and so. From them are those who are males and females. What's the other, does anyone know any other gender? What do they call them? Whatever it is, yani, whatever it is, the 30 other kind of signs there are. Okay? From them are those who are tall, those who are short. From them are those who are big, those who are small. From them. They're like us exactly in that regards. So they have religions, as I said, some are Muslim, some are Christians, some are Jew, some worship the cow, some worship this, some worship idols, some are people of bid'ah, and some are people of the sunnah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, and He dedicated a whole chapter in the Quran to Surah Al-Jinn. A whole chapter in the Quran called the chapter of Al-Jinn, Surah Al-Jinn. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأَنَّ مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ كُنَّا تَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا. And some of us, from some of us, are those who are righteous. And some of us are the contrary to that. يعني evil. And we are groups each having a different way. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions about the men amongst them. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And indeed, there was men from human beings, from humankind, who sought refuge in the jinn, or the men from jinn kind, so they increased them in sin and disbelief. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions about the females and the males, and we all know this, a dua which is so important to instill into our families' minds, to instill into our minds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Inna hadhihi al-hushusha muhtadaratun. Fa idha ata ahadukum al-khala'a falyaqul a'udhu billahi min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith." He says indeed, these yani hushush, basically these are areas where they relieve themselves, they are attended by who? By the shayateen. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us and he instructed us, if one of you enters the toilet, then let him say, "I seek refuge in Allah min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith." A lot of us have memorized this, but the meaning, yani, basically from the male or the evil male and female devils. From the evil male and female devils. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, إِذَا دَخَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْخَلَاءَ. That when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would enter the bathroom, the place where he would relieve himself, he would say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْخُبُثِ وَالْخَبَائِثِ. And you can say, خُبْثِ وَالْخَبَائِثِ. That when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would enter the toilet, the place where he would relieve himself, he would say, "Oh Allah," and that's the meaning of Allahumma. Allahumma means, "Ya Allah, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the male and the female devils." From the male and the female devils. And because they like to be around filthy areas, and this is why the magicians, this is why the fortune tellers, this is why the sorcerers, this is why the wizards, they like to do filthy and disgusting things because they need to get closer to the devil. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, what, my brothers, if one of you wants to go to the toilet, wants to go to relieve himself, and Anas says when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to relieve himself, he would say before entering, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the male and evil devils." And look how beautiful this narration is. What did he say? The first words, "Allahumma, Ya Allah." Look how beautiful this is. This is Tawheed. That the Muslims, my brothers, we only put our reliance, we only put our trust, we only seek aid, we only seek assistance, we only seek help, we only seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal. Who can protect you other than Allah? Who can help you other than Allah? Who can assist you other than Allah? Who can aid you other than Allah? Who can give you refuge other than Allah Azza wa Jal? Who can support you other than Allah Azza wa Jal? So where are those that call unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where are those that call unto Maryam? Where are those that call unto Al-Hasan? Where are those that call unto Ali? Where are those that call unto Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een? Where are those that call unto their sheikhs, Al-Badawi, the saints? Where are these individuals from the Quran and the Sunnah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he would say, Ya Allah! He wouldn't say, Khalas, I'm Rasulullah, I don't need anything. Ya Allah! He wouldn't say, Oh Ali, Oh Hassan, Oh Hussein, Oh Maryam, Oh Musa, Oh Isa, Oh Nuh, Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah, ibadun amthalukum, Allah says. Indeed, verily, those whom you call besides Allah, whoever it is, including the prophets and messengers, Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah, ibadun amthalukum, فَدْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Indeed, those whom you call unto other than Allah, they are slaves. They are slaves like you. You need Allah, they need Allah. You need Allah, they too need Allah. So call unto the one that doesn't need anyone or anything. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَادْعُوهُمْ. Call unto them. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Let them answer you if you are truthful. Never will they answer you. Never ever will they answer you. This is Tawheed. Every single day, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You are alone, Ya Allah, we worship. You alone, O Allah, we worship. And dua. To call unto other than Allah takes the person out of the fold of Islam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirms that dua is worship. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Dua, supplication, is worship. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he, when the verse which Allah Azza wa Jal sent down on him, wa'anzir, and warn your nearest tribe, your nearest kindred, your family and the likes, what did he do sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When he went up and he started to call the people and he started to call his nation, Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, he says, O people of Quraysh, O people of Quraysh. Then he starts naming them, some individuals by name. And he says, Ya bani Abd Manaf, O basically children of Abd Manaf, i'malu, work, do actions. Inni la ughni ankum min Allahi shay'a, I can't help you, I can't save you at all when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continues, O Abbas, the uncle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lineage doesn't help, it's the piety that helps. Lineage doesn't help. He says, Ya Abbas, O Abbas, his uncle, i'mal, work, act, do. Inni la ughni anka min Allahi shay'a, wa ya safiyyata, wa ya safiyyatu ammata rasulillah. And O Safiyya, the auntie, this is him saying, O Safiyya, the auntie of the Messenger of Allah, i'mali, work, you need to work, you need to do, you need to act. Inni la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a, I can't save you, I can't help you when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything. And then he calls his own daughter, Ya Fatima tu binta Rasulillah, O Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, salini ma shi'ti min mali, ask me whatever you want from my money, whatever you want, ask. إِنِّي لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكِ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. But when it comes to the actions, when it comes to that which is the judgment with Allah Azza wa Jalla and the likes, I can't help you, I can't support you, I can't save you. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything, this is tawheed, that we only call unto Allah Azza wa Jalla. So for those who commit shirk by calling unto other than Allah, come back to the worship of one Lord, one deity, one God, Allah Azza wa Jalla. When he mentions in the Quran, and they ask you, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ 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 عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ. Allah says, and they ask you regarding menstruation, then say, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى, and they ask you regarding the orphans, قُلْ, say, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ, and they ask you about the sacred or the holy months, about fighting in it. قُلْ, say, and other times where Allah would always say, say. But when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, and when my slave asks you about me, he doesn't even say, because you don't need an intermediary between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, straight away, I am near. There's no say. There's not even that wasita. There's not even that in between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the previous, my brothers. The twala areas, when you go in, you protect yourself from the shayateen, from the devils, by saying that dua, which is known. So how do we protect ourselves apart from this dua? Of course, with other ad'iyah, other supplications. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us and instructed us, my brothers, you want to be protected from the devils? So many brothers, they wait until they're affected. They wait until they're possessed, for example. They wait until they get excessive and compulsive whispers by shaitan. They wait until they feel something's wrong with them. They wait until they feel they need ruqya to go and protect themselves. But prevention is always better than cure. Prevention is always better than cure. And the way to get this prevention, this bubble of protection by Allah Azza wa Jal, is to say your supplications. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us, when taking off of our clothes, or when taking our clothes off, he says to say Bismillah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, when one of you enters his house, and when you leave the house, when you eat, when you drink, when you have even intercourse with the spouse, to say Bismillah at least. Likewise, Ayatul Kursi and other things. The best verse in the whole Quran, as we know. And I just want to make this point for a side benefit and a side point. Abu Hurairah, and we've all heard the hadith, says, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put me in charge of the zakat of Ramadan. Someone came to me and started basically taking some of the zakat. So he grabbed him. He says, I caught him. And there's a bit of a longer story to this. This is summarized. He says, I caught him. And I told him that I'm going to take him to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Abu Hurairah told the whole narration, and he added that this devil, this shaitan, told him, whenever you go to bed, and brothers, you should not leave this off. We know the benefits of Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi, the 255th verse in the Quran of the second chapter, the longest chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah. I hope we've all memorized this. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayu al-qayyum. Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the only thing, if someone, after every obligatory prayer, says Ayatul Kursi, someone after every obligatory prayer says Ayatul Kursi, the only thing stopping him from entering paradise is death. Yani Ayatul Kursi, my brothers, is something else, subhanallah. The best verse in the whole Quran. What does Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He says that this person, this thing, whatever it was, this devil who took from the zakat, it told Abu Hurairah. When Abu Hurairah said, I'm going to take you to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the devil said to him, whenever you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place a guardian over you, and shaitan will not approach you till the morning, till dawn. And when Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went back to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to confirm this and affirm it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, صَدَقَقَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبُ ذَاكَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He said, he told you the truth, but verily he is a liar. Yani generally he's a liar, but this time he told you the truth. That was the devil. That was the devil. And that's so important, my brothers, that we understand this point. Knowledge and the truth is to be accepted from anyone. From anyone. Someone comes to you with the truth, even if he's a Christian, you got to accept it. But there's a difference. That's if it's the truth. And not just that, the knowledge is to be accepted from anyone. But knowledge is not to be sought from anyone. You don't go and purposely seek knowledge from these individuals. You don't go and purposely seek knowledge from kuffar, or for example, from Ahlul Bid'ah and the likes. No. But if the truth comes to you from one of these individuals and you know it's the truth, you have to accept that, because that's the haqq. That's the reality, that's the truth. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, a man from amongst the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam met a man from amongst the jinn. And it doesn't necessarily mean it was in their true form, of course not. He says, they wrestled, and the human knocked down the jinn. The human said to him, you look small and skinny to me, and your forearms look like the front of dog's paws. Dog's paws. He said, do all of the jinn look like you? He said, no, by Allah, and I am strong amongst them. But let us wrestle again. And if you defeat me, I'll teach you something that will help you and something that will do good. The human said, fine. And he ended up beating him until this devil said to him, recite. Ayatul Kursi, recite. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. The human said, fine. Then he went back and the devil said, you will never recite this in your house, but shaitan will come out of it like a donkey, breaking wind, like a donkey, passing gas. Yes, the shayateen, they fight. Yani, there's nothing surprising about that. Like I said, they're like the human beings. So he said that whenever you recite this, there is nothing from a devil, yani, in the house, except that they will come out of it like a donkey breaking wind, and he will never come back until the next morning. Until the next morning. And just like my brothers, the human beings, we're held accountable for our actions. Everything we say, everything we do, even our intentions will be held accountable before Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, the shayateen and the jinn, they also are held accountable. You need to pray, the shayateen need to pray. You need to fast, the shayateen need to fast. You need to give zakat, the shayateen need to give zakat. And everyone from the humankind and the jinn kind, they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ أَوْ فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا إِنَّا نَسِيْنَاكُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and if we had willed, surely we would have given everyone guidance. We would have guided everyone. However, the word from me took effect, and that is that I will make to enter the fire the jinn kind and the mankind together. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions how the shayateen themselves, the jinn themselves, they said, وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. And as for the qasitun, the disbelievers amongst the jinn and the likes, they shall be firewood for the hell. They will be firewood for the hell. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells us and shows us what the purpose of our creation is. Not just the humankind, but also the jinn kind. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn kind, nor the mankind, except to worship me. And shaitan knows this. Shaitan knows this. But when it comes to arrogance, brothers, wallahi, arrogance is a severe illness. Arrogance is a severe disease. When it comes to pride and boastfulness and haughtiness and egotism, when that gets involved, wallahi, yani, it's very, very hard to get out of. Look at Fir'aun. And we know tomorrow is the day of Ashura. And the day of Ashura, as I mentioned in the khutbah today, and every Muslim needs to understand, the day of Ashura, or in reality tonight is the night of Ashura, and tomorrow is the day of Ashura. It has nothing to do whatsoever with Ahlul Bayt. And we of course love Ahlul Bayt, and we respect Ahlul Bayt, and we honor Ahlul Bayt. But Ashura has nothing to do with Al-Hasan, has nothing to do with Al-Husayn, has nothing to do with anything like this. Ashura is fasted. Ashura is fasted. Ashura is fasted the way Moses alayhi salatu wasalam fasted, thanks out of thanks for Allah Azza wa Jal, because it is the day, as the Jews even said, and the day that Moses fasted, yani, was Hussein born at the time of Moses? Whoever says that, wallahi, they definitely need to see more than a psychologist. Maybe the pen's been lifted off of them, because that's definitely a psychological problem right there, yani. So here, why is it fasted, my brothers? Out of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's got nothing to do with Ahlul Bayt. It's got nothing to do with Ali. Nothing to do with Al-Hasan. Nothing to do with Al-Husayn. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. And like I said, the death of Husayn didn't even happen till after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by many years. By many years. So why would the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast Ashura if Hussein hadn't even died yet? Of course, because it is not because of that. It is because it is the day that Allah Azza wa Jal saved Moses from the tyrant Pharaoh. And like I said, arrogance, brothers. When Moses alayhi salam, as Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that they inspired to Moses, anidrib bi asaka al-bahr, to hit the staff or hit the sea with your staff. And Allah Azza wa Jal caused the sea to split into two. And then they went, Fir'aun, when he stood at the sea, when he reached the sea, look at the arrogance, يعني. Instead of saying, خلاص, Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent down 9 signs. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ First Allah says, he sent down, he gave Moses the staff, which turned into the snake. And he ate all of the magician's snakes. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he gave Musa alayhi salam the hand, that it would come out of the pocket radiant, shining. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ And we sent to them another sign, which was a massive flood. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ وَالْجَرَادِ And also the jarad, and also the locusts, والقمل, and also the lice, والضفادع, and frogs left, right, and center, that would eat the crops and destroy the crops, والدم, and also the blood. When the sea got changed to blood, 9 signs, until finally يعني, Moses عليه الصلاة والسلام realized that these individuals, if they're not going to accept after this, they're never going to accept. So he made dua, as Allah mentions in Surah Yusuf, Yunus, he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. He made dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He didn't make dua to another prophet, or he didn't go to a grave once again. He made dua to the one that does not sleep. He made dua to the one that feeds and is not to be fed. He made dua to the one that is above his throne. He made dua to the one that never dies and the one that is only capable of answering dua. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the story and how when Fir'aun got to the sea, look at the arrogance, my brothers. Look at the egotism. Look at the boastfulness and the pride. Instead of saying, khalas, this is clear cut. This is truth from Allah Azza wa Jal and accepting Islam. Instead, he told his people that verily the sea, it split for me. The sea, it split for me, for Fir'aun. So that's why when he entered, of course, Allah Azza wa Jal drowned him. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us how Fir'aun, when the water was coming down and the water was about to drown him, he said, now Fir'aun said, I believe in that which or the Lord which the children of Israel believe in. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, Al-an, now you want to believe? He said, I believe, but now you want to believe? After all of that, now you want to believe? Now it's too late. Now it's too late. There's no belief anymore. Subhanallah. So look at what arrogance does. Look at what egotism does. And on the day of resurrection, there'll be a khutbah. Who's going to be giving the khutbah, Rahan? There's going to be a khutbah, brothers. Anybody know? Who's giving the khutbah? Iblis is going to give a khutbah. The leader of the devils will give a khutbah on the day of resurrection. Not saying it's a khutbah the way we give our Fridays, but he'll give a sermon. He'll give a lecture. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions this in the Quran. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ And shaitan will say when the matter has been decreed, the matter has been decided, it's done. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ Shaitan will tell the people of the fire, verily Allah has promised you the promise of truth. And I promised you, but I deceived you. I promised you, but I betrayed you. Allah Azza wa Jal continues, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ And then he continues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي And I have no power over you. I have no authority over you except that I called you. I invited you. Look at Shaitan's sermon. Yani subhanallah. Look at Shaitan's sermon. He will say this to the people of the fire. I had no authority over you. I had no power over you. Except that I called you. I invited you. And you answered me. فَاسْتَجَبَتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't blame me. Don't blame Iblis. Don't blame Shaitan. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي I cannot save you, nor can you save me. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Shaitan will say, I disbelieve. Shaitan will say, I reject. Shaitan will say, I deny your action of basically associating me as a partner with Allah. Verily, the ظالمون, verily for them. The disbelievers, verily for them, the transgressors, the oppressors, for them is a painful torment. Look at that. Look at the khutbah of shaitan to the people of the fire. Can you imagine someone dies as a kafir? Can you imagine someone dies as a mushrik? Can you imagine someone dies as an atheist? Can you imagine someone dies having worshipped shaitan? And on that day, shaitan stands as a khatib for you all, for these individuals, and he says this khutbah. Can you imagine that? And likewise, those who call unto whoever they call unto other than Allah, wallahi, on the day of resurrection, they will reject you, they will deny you. Those who call unto Ali radiallahu anhu, do you really think Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is going to accept you on the day of resurrection? Wallahi, he will reject you, he will deny you, he wants nothing to do with you. And likewise, anyone else, including the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever called unto him, whoever worshipped him, wallahi, on the day of resurrection, they will reject you. And in respect to the jinn, my brothers, there's different types, as we know. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given them certain powers which he hasn't given to the human beings, and that's from his ultimate wisdom. And some other jinn also don't have the same powers as others might have. Some have the ability to travel at extremely quick speeds. Some have the ability to what we know as super strength. Some have the ability to fly, and some have wings and the likes. So with this, we know that they can take certain forms. As Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, the jinn, they can take the form of camels, they can take the form of cows, they can take the form of cattle and horses and mules and donkeys, he says, and they can take the form of human beings. They can take the form of the children of Adam. And he gives an example of how shaitan came in the form of an old man when the kuffar were in a place called Dar al-Nadwa, and they gathered to discuss whether they should try to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or whether they should jail him, or whether they should exile him and take him out of the land. But when Quraysh discussed the going, or also he came to him in this case, and also when Quraysh was discussing going to war at the Battle of Badr, Satan came to them in the form of a man by the name of Suraqah ibn Malik, and basically he stated his allegiance. I'm with you to the bone, I'm with you till death, I'll support you against them. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But when he saw the supporters of the Muslims, who were the supporters of the Muslims? Wallahi, brothers, when you trust Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, Allah, he defends those who believe. And we took this as well in the story of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when they slandered her, a'udhu billah, of zina. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends the believers and defends those who put their trust in him. So this individual, Suraqah, he came up to the disbelievers when they were discussing the battle of Badr and the likes. I'm with you, I'm your qawi, I'm your friend, I'm your ally, I'll support you, I'll aid you, I'll assist you, I'm there for you. 1, 2, 3. But when he saw on the battle or the day of Badr, when the armies were fighting and the likes, when he saw the allies of the Muslims, who the supporters, Allah Azza wa Jal sending the angels in ranks, the angels to come and support the Muslims in the battle of Badr, he ran away, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. Look at this devil, subhanallah. Look how he betrays. Look how he deceives. Look how he makes people think and believe. But wallahi, it's all just a trait. It's all just deceit. He's just a traitor. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, and when shaitan made the affair seem beautiful to them, and he says, no one can overcome you from man today. No one. And I am a supporter to you. I am an ally to you. I am a friend to you. But Allah Azza wa Jal tells us what happened. And this is the traits of shaitan. Wallahi, a coward. So many people, they fear and they fear and they fear. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal and put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no reason to fear a devil. There's no reason to fear shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us his nature. فَلَمَّ تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَصَ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ. That when they basically were going at it and they saw each other and the likes, shaitan, he saw the angels coming down, so he went, he turned back on his heels. وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And he said, I am free from you. This is shaitan, subhanallah. Because they were asking, oh Suraqah, but you told us you're going to help us. You told us you're the qawi. You told us you're a supporter. Now you're running away. He says, I'm free from you. Indeed, I see that which you see not. You can't see it. But I can see them coming down in ranks. He ran away. He said, I'm free from you. Verily, I see that which you see not. Indeed, I fear Allah. Verily, Allah is severe in torment. And that's the reality of friends, my brothers. If you're not friends for the sake of Allah, if you're not brothers for the sake of Allah, wallahi, you're going to be brothers for the sake of shaitan, and you're going to end up hating each other whether you like it or not. For some reason, there's going to be problems. The ones that are friends for other than the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, wallahi, they're going to have a lot of problems. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the story, Surah An-Naml, the story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam with the Queen of Sheba. And we know when he sent the bird with the message and the likes, and then they were coming, and he knew that they were coming submissively. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he tells us, and he shows us how there are some shayateen with extraordinary powers. قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأْ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِ بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he tells us how Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said, O chiefs, he told them, O chiefs, and it wasn't just men there, it was jinn and the likes. O chiefs, who amongst you can bring me her throne, a massive throne, as it was described? وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. She had a mighty throne, a massive throne. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ. Her name Bilqis, the Queen of Sheba. She had a massive throne. So he said, O chiefs, who's going to bring me her throne before they come to us surrendering themselves in obedience? فَقَالَ أُقَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. A ifrit from the jinn kind said, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين. An ifrit, one of the strong ones amongst the jinn, he said, I will bring it to you. I'll bring her throne to you before you even stand up from your position, from your place. And indeed, I am strong and trustworthy for such work. Like, look, subhanAllah, a whole throne in a whole different area. And the shaitan, the devil, this specific devil, the ifrit, would have gotten it for Sulaiman before he even stood up. But something more extraordinary than that in the next verse. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. One with whom had knowledge of the book, and some ulama did say it was a shaitan. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ وَأَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. Someone from who had knowledge from the scripture, he said, I will get you her throne before the twinkle of your eye, yani before you even blink. And it happened. And the throne was brought to Sulaiman, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, before the blink of an eye. And the jinn, my brothers, being like us, they need food, they need drink, they need to sleep. And who told us this? Was it, wallah, our grandmother or great-grandmother who said something, and you ask her, where did you get that from? And she says, I heard it on the radio from someone. Can you get me the proof? I don't know. I heard it here. I heard it there. I heard it 40 feet. Wallahi, no. No, it wasn't. It was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam who does not speak of his own desire. And this is who we take from. Like I said, not wallah, this person told me and I learned it, and he himself doesn't even know how to wipe his backside according to the Sharia. No, we don't worship Allah on these kind of things. We worship Allah on strong evidences from the Quran, the authentic Sunnah and the likes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us, as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, Ibn Mas'ud, he mentions how one night they were present with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they ended up losing him. Meaning he went and he did something, and wallahu a'lam, they couldn't find him. So they started to search, where's Rasulullah? Where's the Messenger of Allah? But they couldn't find him. So they thought to themselves either, a few things anyway, they thought to themselves, and they say, or he says, well, that night, because we lost Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we spent the night in what he described as the worst night which people could ever spend. And when it was dawn, or when dawn came to them, the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came. And they told him, Ya Rasulullah, we lost you. 1, 2, 3. Where did you go? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, indeed, a group from the jinn came to me, and I recited, or I went with them and recited some Quran to them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the companions to show them the remnants of, yani the remnants of last night, what they did. And Allah Azza wa Jal, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was asked by the jinn about their food. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he answered, he says, لَكُمْ كُلُّ عَظْمٍ ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ يَقَعُ فِي أَيْدِيكُمْ أَوْفَرَ مَا يَكُونُ لَحْمًا. that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he now informs us and he told them what their food is, the food of the jinn. He said, for you is every bone. And this is so important, brothers. Of course, when we eat, we mention the name of Allah. And when we throw away the bones and the likes, we mention the name of Allah. Every bone on which the name of Allah is mentioned over is your provision. And by the time it falls in your hand or it ends up in your hand, it will be covered with flesh. Yani it will be covered with meat for you. But we can't see it. Doesn't matter. We can't see Allah. Is Allah there? We can't see Him in the dunya. We can't see the angels. Are the angels there? They're there. This is from the matters of the unseen. Likewise, for that devil, if the bone had the name of Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned over it, then it will come up full of flesh and full of meat. For the devils, of course, the believers amongst the devils. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the dung, the defecation, the number two of the camels is food for your beasts. So from this we also know that the shayateen have animals as well, which they ride and the likes. And that's one of the reasons the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, don't perform istinja, yani don't clean yourselves. Don't clean yourselves with these things, for these are the food, or these are food for your brothers amongst the jinn. So do we have brothers from jinn? Yeah, definitely we do. And some of them could possibly be sitting here today. Ahla wa sahla wa marhaban, yani welcome. Okay, these are the jinn, and this is their food. And the animal or the dung from the animals, the camels, is food for the beasts of the jinn. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions to us how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the Quran to them. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. Say, يعني say, O Muhammad, it has been revealed to me that a group of jinns listened to this Quran and they said, verily, we have heard a wonderful recital. Ya subhanallah. These are the jinns listening to the recitation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believing, as Allah azza wa jal also says, and remember when we sent towards you, O Muhammad, yani, a group of jinns listening to the Quran and they became dua. They became preachers. Yes, the jinn. They started to call one another to Allah azza wa jal. They started to call one another to the path of Islam. So they said, Allah Azza wa Jal says, when they arrived and they stood listening to it carefully, they said to each other, shh, listen in silence. When it was finished, they returned to their people as warners, as dua, as mashaykh, as ulama, as dua. They said, oh, our people, verily we heard a book, yani the Quran, sent down after Moses, confirming what came before it. It guides to the truth and to a straight path. And then they said to each other, follow the messenger of Allah and the likes, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers, he mentioned to us and he told us what the food of the shayateen are, the disbelievers amongst the devils are. He says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَسْتَحِلُّ الطَّعَامَ الَّذِي لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that indeed shaitan has made halal the food which Allah azza wa jal's name is not mentioned over. So whenever you eat, my brothers, whenever you drink, ensure you are saying bismillah. It's not something small. Some people, they say, yeah, well, it's just small, brothers. Wallah, it's small. No, nothing is small. The sunnah is not small. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah An-Nur, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it's something small. You think it's something easy. But to Allah Azza wa Jal, it's something mighty. It's something grand. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when a man enters his house and he mentions Allah's name, when a man enters his house, when you walk in, not wallah, hi, how are you, straight away. Not wallah, what are you doing straight away? You're talking on the phone, you forget to say your dua and your bismillah and the likes. He says, when a man enters his house and he mentions Allah's name on it, when he enters and when he eats, the devil will say, you have no place to spend the night and no asha, no evening meal. But when he enters without mentioning Allah's name, and this is for everyone. This isn't wallah only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only me, only you. This is everyone, every Muslim. When they enter without mentioning Allah Azza wa Jal's name, the devil will say, you have found a place to spend that night. Yani, you want to invite the devil to your house? Walk into the house without mentioning the name of Allah. Walk into the house without saying Bismillah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he adds, and when the person eats his food and he does not mention the name of Allah over it, he does not say Bismillah, he says, the shaitan, you have found a place to spend the night and you have found an evening meal. And subhanAllah, with a hadith which some scholars they did regard it as weak, but others said it's authentic. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, listen to this brother, subhanAllah. He came across a man sitting and eating food. A man, or this man, did not say Bismillah. He didn't mention Allah Azza wa Jal's name before he started to eat. And only a morsel of food was left. Only a little bit, yani, a bite, whatever it was. When he raised it to his mouth, he said, and this teaches us what to say. When you forget to say Bismillah at the start, he says, or this man said, Bismillah, awwaluhu wa akhiruh. And in one narration, Bismillah, fi awwalihi wa akhirih. In the name of Allah, or with the name of Allah, in the beginning and the end, that's what you say. When you forget to say Bismillah at the start. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us that shaitan had been eating with him, but when he mentioned the name of Allah over it, Satan vomited it all out, or all that was in his stomach out. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there's wallahi so much we can say, brothers, but inshallah we'll finish off in the next 5 minutes. And the jinn, brothers, as we said, they have attributes, as I mentioned. They have characteristics. And they have hands, they have eyes, they have voices, they have hearts, they have many attributes. They can even urinate. They can even urinate, as we said, just like they can pass gas, they can also urinate. Where's the proof for this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Does anybody know? It could possibly happen to a lot of brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, in our community, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's mentioned in the hadith that a man, subhanAllah, listen to this, my brothers, and yani, listen to this. A man was mentioned in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when he asked about him, they said, "Ma zala na'iman, ma zala na'iman." He was still sleeping. Hatta asbaha, ma qama ila salah. Until he kept sleeping and he woke up, he didn't get up for the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Bala shaytanu fi udhunih." Shaytan, he urinated in his ear. Shaytan urinated in this person's ear. Yani, of course, if you have no choice and it wasn't up to you and you tried your best to wake up but you didn't wake up and you slept early and you took all the means, inshallah, you're not included in this narration. But the ones that wallah fajr is at 5 a.m. and they stay awake till 4:45, 4:55, and then they say they want to sleep now, subhanAllah, and then they end up sleeping to Fajr, know that this person, Satan, has urinated in his ear. How is the urination? Allahu A'lam. Some scholars, they said it's literal. Some scholars, they said it's a metaphor. It means other things. Wallahu A'lam, the apparent is that Shaitan urinated in his ear. But you didn't feel it? Of course you didn't feel it. Of course you didn't feel it. Okay, so to continue, brothers, and end off, the scholars, as we know, of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they also accept and affirm that the devils, they have the ability to possess. They have the ability to possess. And a lot of brothers and sisters in our community, the only time they think about jinn is when they think about, someone going crazy and he's affected and he's possessed. Yani, there's a whole, what do you mean? This jinn kind, this is only one kind of aspect of the religion, possession. So anyway, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah affirm that shaitan can possess someone. Other deviant sects, they say, no, they can't. They can't. A shaitan cannot possess anyone. But Allah Azza wa Jal mentions those who eat riba. And just listen, subhanAllah, to the danger of interest and usury. Those who consume interest, those who consume usury, those who consume riba, they will not stand on the day of resurrection except like the standing of a person who has been beaten by shaitan, leading him to insanity. That is because they said trading is only like riba, or riba is only like trading and the likes. Yani, this is proof, as the ulama of tafsir, they said, that a man could possibly be affected and possessed by shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that verily Satan flows in the man like his blood. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Uthman says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam appointed him as a governor over Ta'if. And he says, I began to get confused during my prayer. Look at this, subhanAllah, showing us, brothers, that it's yani, a person can actually be possessed by Satan. Clear cut proof. So he says, until I no longer knew what I was doing. When I noticed that, I went and traveled to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, Yabna al-As. I said, yes. He said, I said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, what makes you come here? What brings you here? What brings you to me? What made you travel to me? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I get confused during my prayer. Now don't think, brothers, wallah, if you know, for a second or a split second or a few seconds, your mind goes off to something else in prayer, you're affected by shaitan. And you know, no, it doesn't mean that whatsoever. Like when we talk about the symptoms of possession, for example, yani, mood swings, severe mood swings. Some brothers, naturally, they're just emotional. And then they start to apply it to themselves and they think, wallah, I've got a problem, I've got jinn and 1, 2, 3. No, it's not the case, yani. But here in this case, it's Ya Rasulullah, I get confused during my prayer until I don't say or I don't know what I'm doing. He said, that's shaitan. Then he told him, come here, come closer. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? He says, I came closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I sat upon the front part of my feet and then he struck my chest with his hands and he put some spittle into my mouth and he said, get out, O enemy of Allah. Ukhruj ya adu Allah. Get out, O enemy of Allah. And he did that 3 times. And then he said, go along, get on with your work. And Uthman, the person that narrated this, said, indeed, I never felt confused during my prayer after that. And the main objective of the devils, my brothers, the main objective of the shayateen is to what? Is to, of course, mislead people. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in multiple occasions in the Quran, the conversation that shaitan had with him and how Iblis promised that he's going to lead people astray and the likes and the likes. So he's a clear enemy, as Allah says in the Quran, a clear enemy to mankind. And shaitan made an oath, as I said, and a promise to Allah that he is going to misguide mankind. And this is something which is known. And from the ultimate objectives of shaitan, as I said, is to make someone leave the religion. Major shirk, then minor shirk, then bid'ah. Some people, they act like bid'ah, novelties, innovations is nothing. Bid'ah is worse than a normal sin. Why? Because the person that does a bid'ah, he thinks it's all good. He thinks he's not doing anything wrong. So he's not going to repent to Allah most likely from this action. But the person that does a sin, at least for the most part, he knows what he's doing is wrong. So he'll turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So major shirk, then minor shirk, then the bid'ah, then the major sins, then the minor sins, then the makruh actions, then the mubah, permissible things, but a lot of it that it distracts you. These are the objectives of shaitan. And from one of the greatest objectives of shaitan is to separate. To separate between husband and wife. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Iblis placed his throne over water. Iblis has a throne. Does he? Yes, he does. Because this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, that Iblis placed his throne over the water. Then he sends some soldiers out. He sends some soldiers out, yani, to do things, to create mischief in the earth and the likes. The nearer to him in rank are those who are the most notorious in causing people to do sin and the likes. So one of them comes out and says, oh Iblis, I did so and so. I done this. I made him drink alcohol. I made him gamble. I made him listen to music. I made him swear. I made him do this and this. What does Iblis tell him? You've done nothing. You've done nothing. Why? Because there's something more than that that Iblis wants to occur. And as I said, that is the separation between the husband and the wife, just like the magicians. Just like the magicians. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ المرء وزوجه. And they learn from them, and this is one of the ultimate objectives of the magicians, to separate between the husband and the wife. So Iblis, he says, you've done nothing, until someone says what? He says, I didn't come back, I didn't spare so and so, until I caused them to hate each other, yani the husband and the wife. Then shaitan brings him closer, yani you in one narration, he says, anta, yani you're the one that done something. You're the one that done what we want. You're the one that done what we need. Separate between husband and wife. That's what we want. So he brings him closer, as the hadith says, and he embraces him. So this, my brothers, was a quick overview of the jinn. And wallahi, there is so much more that we can say. And I've noticed a couple of brothers yawning. I hope, yani, we didn't bore you to death. But in saying that, since I saw it, like I said, there is a lot more we can say about the world of the jinn and the likes. I just tried to give you a quick summary. But most of the brothers that I saw yawning, yani, there's only 3 or 4. We're not making like it's 10, 15. But probably 2 of them, they didn't cover their hands when they yawned. They didn't cover their mouth when they yawned. And we know the hadith, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, either being about the jinn, yani, we'll revolve it around that. إِذَا تَثَاءَبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَجْعَلْ أَوْ فَلْيَدَعْ يَدَهُ عَلَى فِيهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلْ. Don't be lazy with this stuff, brothers. This is the sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one of you yawns, then let him. He has to place his hand over his mouth. If he doesn't, yani, for verily shaitan will enter. Verily, shaitan will enter. So as I said, this was a general overview of the jinn. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, now we know, brothers, that jinn, it shouldn't be the only time you think of a jinn, or the word jinn is when someone's going crazy, getting ruqya done to them. I need to be careful. No, that's not that. That's like one, wallahu, 100th full example of what there is to the jinn. The jinn are a creation from the creations of Allah. As I said, my brothers, they're not to be scared, as some people, when they hear jinn, you know, I don't want to come to the lesson, they might come after me, and you know, 1, 2, 3. You know, don't over kind of burden yourself. Don't overdo it. This is extremism. This is extremism as is known. So, inshallah ta'ala, in the near future, I intend to do a much longer series, taking it one step at a time with the jinn, their characteristics, their attributes, even going into things like magic and sorcery and fortune telling and the way they utilize the jinn. Wallahi, there's a lot to say, but alhamdulillah, inshallah, we benefited from this lesson. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to benefit and to act from that, or on that, or upon that which we learn. And just remember, brothers, yani, that the jinn kind, you must believe in them, you must believe that they are out there, but at the end of the day, they have the same objective as you have, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika, ashadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Barakallahu fikum, brothers, wa jazakumullahu khair.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.